There's a vast ocean out there, but its resources are not infinite, although the modern world has acted as if they were. Coastal ecosystems throughout the world have felt the disastrous impact of overfishing and general overuse, and there's a movement in Maui to bring about community control of local ocean resources. Ikolo Lindsay is asking concerned Kama'aina to work with him to promote pono fishing practices and fish population recovery. He's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Ikolo.
Good morning, Chris.
There's a lot of work to be done, right?
Yeah, we got tons of things to do.
What do you think are the first tasks to be attempted?
The first task for us here in Nui and Lahaina is to really educate and keep the public aware of the many challenges that we face in the ocean and see what we can do. So education and that awareness pieces of the puzzle are the first part. And the second part of that, and the hardest thing, is to get people to change behavior patterns.
Yeah. Well, the mindset that brought about the behavior patterns is pretty well locked in, has been for a while, yeah?
Yes, and that's the toughest thing. We've been doing this for about 5 years now, and I found that creating that awareness and educating the public and the community about what's happening here, and people are understand, but to get them to take that extra step of, say, not walking on the corals, or not throwing stuff in the sidewalks and the gutters that comes right out here, mm-hmm. is a little more challenging. And I found that working with the kids has been the most positive. The most impact has been with the kids, because the kids take home these messages and share with their parents. Now,
yeah.
As parents, we need to be good role models for our children. So now, when their kiki come home and say, "Wow, this is the channel for the place that we love to play, and this is what's happening with all the rubbish that's coming out of the storm drain." So now we can no longer throw things or soap or anything down the storm drains. And other fishing practices are really challenged as well, as how much you take, when you take, and those kinds of issues come up. And the kids are a wonderful way to protect our future as well as share it with the present.
Well, just in terms of trash ending up in the storm drains, kids aren't shy about saying to mom and dad, "Hey, what are you going to do with that plastic bag? Don't just throw it away," right?
Yeah. And try to get them to pick it up before it gets to the ocean. So now our beach has been pretty clean, except for the cigarette butts. Not much anymore. We still find a lot of trash. So something's working here, and it's hard to measure how it's being done, but it's working so far.
So at least there's some movement on not just on the consciousness, but on the consciousness and behavior realm, right?
Yes.
Well, then you have the whole issue of fishing practices and how they're regulated. And Ikolo, I get the feeling that coastal management is just too big a job for government, or at least government seems to be underfunded and are undermanned to take it on. Is that an accurate perception?
I believe that is pretty accurate and right on. And, communities, and there's a huge statewide movement in many communities to take control of their kuleana, the area that they normally fish and play in, and manage those resources effectively. And I think a co-management position with the state is the best way to go.
Co-management. So what would be the state's end in this? What would be their role in this partnership?
I think a good example is the community in Haena, in Kauai.
Uh-huh.
They've really studied their resources, they've worked with the state, and they have achieved a community-based subsistence fishing area designation and rules package. So what that's done is it allows the community to come up with additional rules for their designated area, and also additional take limits and gear restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And having the community not have police powers, but to sign it and inform everybody about this is what's expected, this is your rules of conduct, code of conduct,
mm-hmm.
this is how much you can take, and this is why. And they've worked really hard with the community. You know, this it's called CBSFA. It's been on the books, their rules, for 20 years now, and this is the first one that's actually been signed by the governor. So it's really exciting because there are a lot of other communities behind them wanting to do the same thing, like Uncle Makwekwe is coming up next on Molokai, and Kaupulehu on the Big Island is coming up. Kipohulu in Hana is coming up, and so are we. And this community movement is, to me, the most effective way to manage your resources because the community understands the resources, they use it. You can't blanket a rule for the whole state and expect it to work and underfund the divisions that are expected to maintain these resources.
But a local community can kind of, if not police itself in terms of enforcement, they can at least police itself in terms of stating what its own set of standards should be, yeah?
Correct. I mean, it really comes down to policing yourself individually. If we mm-hmm. all have this penal code of conduct in what we take, when we take it, pay attention to spawning seasons and cycles, and just take what we need to eat for today, then I think the resources will come back, you know? It's a very challenging thing to do, especially when you use a free resource for economic gain to support, you know, I know people got to live, and if they don't have jobs, they can use fishing to pay the bills. Or a bucket, a five-gallon bucket of opihi that will go for $500, $600, $700. It's a great way to support yourself in any endeavor.
Yeah.
But by taking it all now, we're just not leaving anything for tomorrow.
But that's such a fundamental human problem, isn't it, Ikolu?
Yeah, and that spans many different, you know, realms.
Sure does.
You know, greed, economic opportunity, rather than doing the right thing, because that's the way my grandparents taught me how. And,
well,
you know, also being multicultural here, especially in Lahaina, we're being very open to many cultures and many different styles of fishing practices. You know, what works in Micronesia, it doesn't work here in Lahaina because their resources are different.
You know, in a way, Ikolu, and I'm afraid we got to run, but it really is circling back to the way things used to be in so many ways. And I wish you luck with this. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, and you know, it reminds me of this Olelo no Eau, Ikova Mamu Kova Mahope, which states that the future can be found in the wisdom of the past.
That's a really good, that's a good one. Thank you, Ikolu.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Ikolu Lindsay is a coordinator of the Polonui Hiu Community Managed Marine Area. They meet the first Saturday of the month, and you can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.